Well, as always, I thank the Lord for this opportunity to be here this morning. Thank the Lord for both of those songs. I remember, it's probably been a couple or several years ago now, I heard a minister get up here in this pulpit, and he made a comment or a statement, and I'll quote. He said, "If you'll say a prayer and the Lord does his part, then this thing might turn out okay." He goes, "Or I'll suppose this thing will turn out okay." And I remember at the time I kind of scratched my head and I looked at that minister and I thought, whoa now, I said, that's kind of a lot of confidence to get up in the pulpit with. But the more I thought about that over the years, and I've been thinking about that this morning, I guess I actually have to wonder, why can't we have that kind of confidence? If we know the Lord is there with us, if we know the Lord is here with us this morning, and if you're praying for me, and what's the key ingredient in that, if I am in the Lord's will and I make sure that that's where I'm at, then I guess we can rest assured in that confidence that this might turn out okay. But y'all do pray for me this morning that we'll be able to say the things that he wants us to say and be in his will. I wrote on the board, a camouflaged Christian. Now, you might be wondering, where did I come up with that name? And as far as I know, that word camouflage doesn't appear in at least the King James Version. I didn't check any other version, but I'm confident that it doesn't. But I'm thinking this morning of the purpose of camouflage. And I don't think we have to go into too much detail because I guess I can assume that most of us here, or I would say most, maybe almost 100% of us, know what I mean when I say camouflage. It's not to make someone invisible, but it's to help you to blend in around your surroundings. Now, when I say camouflage, first thing that might come to mind, over the years, man has kind of developed several patterns. Maybe you think black, browns, and some dark greens. I guess it could depend on where you're at, what geographical location you're at. If you're overseas, maybe you have some dark tans and light tans. But camouflage, blending in. And I guess if you were in a purple and blue forest, you would want on some purple and blue clothes, if that were a thing. You know, just having on your person or on yourself something in order to blend in with your surroundings. And so I asked the question this morning, do I blend in with my surroundings? And sometimes when I'm sitting in my seat and people ask me questions, I'm scared to answer. I'm scared that I'll answer the wrong answer. Maybe we do blend in with our surroundings. But in my mind this morning, I have to ask, do people see me in a different way than they see others? Do people see a difference in me? When they look at a certain group of people, and maybe I'm in that group, can they tell a difference between me and the other people in that group? Is there something that sets me apart? And I'm speaking of us as a Christian, wherever we are, whether it's in our day-to-day activities at work, grocery store, whatever it is. Is there something that sets me apart from those around me? Or do I blend in? And I figure our first response would be that, sure, there are things that set us apart. Our ladies could definitely speak to that. Our dress is noticeably different. Our hair is noticeably different. Maybe the men could say, well, I don't have the obscene language that most of those around me have. And I would say to that, well, that's a good start. It is a good start. It is good to be different in that way. But just thinking a little bit deeper this morning than just appearing different on the outside. My thoughts this morning is my outlook, my mindset, my way of thinking, my reaction to current events, my reaction to things on political platforms, my reaction on social media platforms. Do I blend in with those around me that participate, that do those things, that voice opinions, that want to be made known that this is what I think and this was what I would do? When I see that type of thing happening, am I in that same mix of people? Am I in that same group? Do I blend in with those that I am surrounded by? I'm in this world. I'm surrounded by the things of this world. Do I blend in with the things of this world? Am I camouflaged in such a way that people aren't able to distinguish a difference? So that's my burden this morning, a camouflaged Christian. I'd like to turn over to a short passage of Scripture over in the 5th chapter of Matthew. Read just a few verses here, Matthew 5 and 14. Verse 14 starts, it says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I ask another question. Does light have a job to do? Does light do a job? And without getting too scientific, it is not my purpose to get all into the science of it. My mind's not there this morning. But I think in the short and simple answer is, yes, light does have a job to do. Light does a job. Light shines. It shows. It dispels the darkness. It does away with the darkness. It helps. There's a scripture over in John where Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness." I am the light. So if Jesus is the light, we know what Jesus did on this earth. He shone. He was different. He showed the way to those around him by teaching, by counseling. But in this scripture he says, "Ye are the light of the world." Who is he talking about when he says "ye"? Well, in this particular passage of scripture, he had just got through with the Sermon on the Mount, so he is obviously speaking to the same crowd, or maybe now he has taken time and speaking to the disciples. But he's speaking to those who are interested in following him, who are his followers, his disciples. So he's speaking to us. He's speaking to me, and he's speaking to you. And he's saying, "Ye are the light. Ye are the light of the world." So if I am the light of the world, and we know that light has a job to do, do I have a job to do? I would say yes. Verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men. That's what light does. So we are to let our light shine before those around us. Before the things going on around us. To do this, we're going to have to be set apart. We're going to have to act different. We're going to have to react different in our reactions. We might have to think differently than those around us think. We're going to not blend in with our surroundings. There's going to have to be a distinction between the light and the darkness. Have you ever known light not to do its job? If you were to turn on if I have a lamp in my hand, and I walk over there and I look at that light bulb and it's shining brightly, is the darkness encasing it and coming up on that light and putting that light out? No. No, there's no darkness there. How's the saying go? Darkness is the absence of light. They cannot be one and the same. They have to be two different things. And if light has a job to do, and if light cannot blend with the darkness, and the darkness is gone when the light is there, and when light is doing its job, then I am not able. If in order to do my job, I cannot blend in with the darkness around me, with the things around me that I see going on in this world today. Now, we speak of having of light. And you know, I know we've heard, we hear messages go forth and making sure that we have, you know, our flame is burning bright. And making sure that you're on fire. And I guess I've seen this in a couple different approaches. One approach that I've seen is, here I am, little old me, and I have my light, or I have my flame. It's a little flame, but at least I have my little bitty flame. I got my light. The Lord said I'm the light, so here I am with my little light. But sometimes I want my light to be so small that maybe I just don't want everybody to see it. Maybe I don't want everybody to recognize or to notice that I'm different. Maybe because it's uncomfortable to me. Maybe I don't want to stick out like a sore thumb. I have to speak to the ladies on this one because I'm sure they can relate more. How many times have we walked through the grocery store and we're pushing our buggy and we look down the aisle and we see somebody we think we might know? Man, who is it? They got the same hair pot up on top of their head, long skirts. I might know them. And the closer we get, I don't know them, and I hope they don't see me because they might try to decide, man, where do they go to church and who are they? Or they might come over and try to talk to me, and man, right now I just don't want to talk to nobody. It's uncomfortable. Don't come ask me those kind of questions. I want my light to burn, but can I turn my light down just a little bit? Can I get out of this place right now? Because I've been approached by people I thought I knew before. And it's just an uncomfortable situation. If there was a hole in the floor, I would crawl in it and I would just turn around and go the other way. Lord, help us that we not try to turn our lights down. That we still do the job that a light is supposed to do. But I've seen it also on the other extreme. where you have this person and they just cannot wait to tell everybody how saved and sanctified they really are. Always looking for an opportunity to walk by and show everybody just how big of a torch you got. Always looking for an opportunity to let them know what you've done in life and what you're doing and what you're still planning to do. And walking with such an attitude and with such a spirit is, look how bright my light is. Look how bright I am shining. Look how I am. Look how I am leading the way. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. He didn't say, ye are the light and you come to save the world. Jesus came to do that. But he just told us the simple words. He said, let your light so shine before men. And that is, as I live my life in this world, that the reactions, the responses that I give, the words that I say, the actions that I take, when I see the things going on around me that trouble me and that get under my skin, and they can irritate and they can really eat at me, and boy, it can get my blood to boiling. And I see these things and they upset me. What is my response? Am I doing the job? Am I letting my light shine in such a way that it's reflecting the light that is inside of me? The Christ? That Christ said He is the light? And if I have Christ inside of me, shouldn't my life reflect that light? The light that I give should be a reflection. I should be doing everything in my heart and purposing with everything I have to live in this world as He lived in this world. And no, I was not here in the flesh and blood to see how He presented Himself and the responses He gave to everything, but I can wrap my head around it pretty good from the examples that I read in Scripture of how he dealt with things and how he lived life, even though the time that he lived in, they had problems, they had issues, there were things going on around. And yet, with the help of his Father, was still able to live life in such a way that pleased his Father. And he was able to let his life shine. And dear ones, I feel like it's the same with us today. That no matter what we're going to come up against, no matter what we're going to hear, no matter how many times somebody is going to say something that crosses me the wrong way or that causes me to see things in a negative way, that somehow through all that, I don't have to let myself get to the point in life that I start to blend in with the things and all the noise and all the chaos and all the things going on around me. And I've said before, it's good to stay informed. It's good to be in the know on certain things. It helps us to know what to do and how to prepare, and it helps us to know how to pray. But we don't have to get so wrapped up in the things going on in our world that it causes our light to be no more or to dim. Lord, help us to not blend in to the things going on around us. I think of the little saying if you were accused, I think I have it right, if you were accused of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? And, you know, I think of that in a courtroom setting. And if you have two lawyers, and one's accusing you of being a Christian, and the other one is claiming that you're not, and they both are presenting evidence, who has the most evidence? Who can say, who can look and say, well, I've seen their life. I'm telling you, they've got something different about them. I think what we're accusing them of, I think it'll hold up. I think this evidence is going to hold up. There's something different about this person. They have something within themselves. Something that is coming out of them. Something that is being made known. Or is the other person, the other lawyer, going to say, I tell you what, I've been watching this person every day, as I've been watching all these other people over here, and I don't know if I can tell the difference. I don't know if there's anything that sticks out in my mind that I can't tell the difference from this guy and that guy. Lord, help us to be different. Lord, help us to be set apart. It can be so easy to fall into, take part of what's trending. It can be so easy to take sides with whoever presents the most facts or whoever has the best argument. But dear ones, Christ is not always in the best argument. What's trending, who's ever presented, Christ may not always be in what's trending. Christ may not always be in what's popular. Let's be different. Let's be different. Let's set ourselves apart. Let's the situations that we come up in life, that I can step back and I can ask myself the question, if I say this or if I do this, am I just becoming part of this group of people? Or is there something inside of me? Or is there something that someone sees in me that is different? I want to turn and look at one more scripture. Romans 12, verse 2. Romans 12, verse 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Be not conformed to this world. Conformed is to act in accordance or harmony with, to go along with. Lord, help us to not go along with the views and the opinions of this world. And I'm not trying to set ourselves on a pedestal and saying if you're not me or if you're not us, then you are of this world. Because the Lord has people out there too. But when we look at it in the big picture, when we can step back and look at it in the big picture of everything that's going on and all the chaos and all the trouble that's going on, did I not go along with and become part of all of that? But be ye transformed. I wanted to read Clark. Let me read Clark's. Be not conformed to this world. Clark had an interesting thought on this. Clark said, "The world that now is, this present state of things, is as much opposed to the spirit of genuine Christianity as the world was then. pride, luxury, vanity, extravagance in dress, and riotous living prevail now, as they did then, and are as unworthy of a Christian's pursuit as they are injurious to his soul, and hateful in the sight of God. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Be changed. Be different. Be set apart. Jesus said, ye are the light. We know that light has a job to do. We know what light does. Light does away with the darkness. And I'm not saying that we have the power to do away with the darkness. We don't have that power within ourselves. But we can do the job that light does. And that is to let your light so shine before men. Let them see. Let them see that ye may prove. Let them see what Christ can do. Let them see what Christ has done. Let them be able to look at me and to look at you and say, something got a hold of that person. That person's not partaking. That person's not doing these things. Something got a hold of that. Christ got a hold of that person. And He is in me. And it is my job to let the things that He has filled my life with, let it shine forth. Let it be an example to those around us. A camouflaged Christian. Lord, help us to not be camouflaged. Help us to not blend in with the things going on around us, but to be set apart and to be different. I do appreciate your time. Thank you for your prayers, and y'all pray for me.